가슴 급해 꺼내자 셀로 예상이 드쳐진 마르부 도메네 사디둔 탐제샥 개박에
Turn to page 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom.
Saji perki shushi
Capsuchi, Dagichin Yangi Pesanam, Dola Penches, Angelu Pasho, Chudon Soki Jonam, La Chanchu Badu Dani Capsuchi, Dagichin Yangi Pesanam, Dola Penches, Angelu Pasho. Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yangi Pesunam Gi Dola Penchu Sange Tu Pasho. Welcome back to the Sis Paramita class. Oh. So, Samula, where we stop? Which parameter?
We're still on the joyous perseverance. We talked about the laziness of defeatism. Mm. About, yeah.
Quite a bit of discussions, huh? today, concentrations, right?
Is next.
Concentration. Yes. Maybe I'll explain briefly, okay, briefly. So maybe another teachings on Kama Abiding meditations, maybe in the near future. So then I will explain this particular paramita and I will explain that time, so teaching on Shamatha meditation. So during that time, then I will explain this fifth paramita. It's open? Hello? Maybe. Sorry. this number, paramita number five, no concentrations, professional concentrations. I will probably go into details. Maybe when I teach another, maybe again there, I will probably. So maybe this is the time for another teachings on Kama Abiding meditations, and then near future. So maybe I will explain this paramita into detail. Okay. So. Last two paramita. Sunday jingo shinela lapsu. So, I think something, the word samba means mind. Then means, how you say, explain the word. Singapore meditation in Tibetan is called something. Sam is a brief word for sampa. Sampa means mind. Tem is firm, steady. Strong mind, like mountains. You can shake mountains. It's not like a piece of paper, you know, wherever wind blows, then just goes there. The mind is like firm as a mountain. No matter what's happening, the mind is like firm as a mountain. So there was something, tempo means firm. Sandejing, the entity of this, has a firm, how you say firm? Firm mind. It's Kama Abiding, no different. It's Kama Abiding. Entity or nature of firm mind, that is Kama Abiding, no different. Okay, for the sake of knowledge, something was Chanel was she. So then, something, there's probably two words in Tibetan called sometimes called something. When you look at the six perfections, six paramita, then in that category it called something, probably in English translation. What is the translation?
It just says how to train it, the very essence of concentration, mental quiescence.
Mental?
Mental quiescence.
Another word. So anyway, concentration, that's the probably the translations. When you look at the six parameters, you see what something. Something. So there's another way to call it the shine. She means she has a when you get angry, so then counter shims. So it's like kind of like disintegrate. So when anger disintegrate, shim is like usually disintegrate. So here, like wandering mind is very much under the control. It's not out of control. Before it's out of control, so now there's wandering mind kind of disintegrate. Okay, she. Name is then, how is it, still. Still, not just still, but peaceful. Peaceful, not just still, but it's peaceful. Okay. Still on where? Still on object. Still on object. The mind is still, mind is present with object. You could say mind is present with object. Not like, well, object is present, the mind is in flea market or maybe in Harry Cedar looking for something, so that is not, mind is not present. Mind is not still, it's on the move. Mind is on the move, that's not still. It still means still with object. Present with the object, because she means then still with the object and present with the object with very peaceful. Peaceful, that's what she another name, okay. That's the actual name of Kama Abiding, she for the sake of knowledge. That's what it's called, Kama Abiding, she in Tibetan it's called she she means disintegration of something, disintegration of wandering mind. That's called she. It's kind of peaceful because the wandering mind, there's no peace in the mind. Because the wandering mind, there's no peace in the mind. Oh, so there's the disintegration of the wandering mind, there's peace. Name is that still and present with the objects. That's what she named for the sake of knowledge. Okay. Sherabje, Parjije, Ngol, Hatong. So then, you know, this is like the second one, especially inside. Vipassana. So, not sure some like, I don't think they are confused, but you know, the way they use the word. I'm did Vipassana retreat. When you listen to that person, it very much sounds like Kama Abiding. It doesn't sound like Vipassana. Vipassana, there's like special wisdom generated by able to be present with the object, able to be present with the object long period of time with the peace, with the object. So then you will see something that hasn't been seen before, something extra. Hak Tong, that's the name in Tibetan, especially inside. Vipassana, Hak means extra, Tong means see, something that you see, something extra that hasn't been seen. Why? Because mind is wandering all the time. That's why. It's not focusing. See, like, maybe there are many things around the Kadamba Center where you are not aware, but it's there a long period of time. Maybe not aware. Why? Because mind is wandering. It's not like, that's why. It's not something that can be seen, but you don't see. Not because of attention, because lack of attention, you don't see. Oh, so that's not... So then when the attention dramatically improve, the concentration dramatically improve, then you see something extra. That's called Vipassana. Hak Tong. Hak Tong. That's the term for Vipassana in Tibetan. Hak means extra. Tong means see. Right now, this is conventional. We are dealing with conventional phenomena. Even though there's true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth, but we are not really dealing with ultimate truth. It's not been ultimate truth is not seen. all nature of object is impermanent, that also hasn't been seen. So when you concentrate, then there's no tapavi, there's possibilities that you could go beyond this conventional reality, then you could see ultimate reality. There's something extra that you see that hasn't been seen before, not because it's not there, it's always there, but hasn't seen before. So now you see something extra, so that's called haktong, okay, for the sake of knowledge. Oh, sharabji ngo haktong la ji, lo su ji. So this will, you know, in the in these sections, the Lama will explain the karma binding and the Sanskrit word called samadhi. Oh, then vipassana. The Lama is going to explain both of them. It's going to be touched on both of those subjects. So samadhi. Yeah, so then you focus, trying to improve your concentrations using your breath as an object, and probably, you know, like trying to pay attention to the sensations within the body. So samadhi or karma binding is different than mindfulness. Mindfulness is part of samadhi practice, karma binding practice. In order to practice karma binding or samadhi in Sanskrit, you need mindfulness. Mindfulness is like rope, as I mentioned before many times. It's like rope. Object is like hitching post. That's object. Whatever object might be, whatever object that you might use, that's called hitching post, or something to tie on. Rope is mindfulness. So then with that, then you, elephant, there's something, the mind is considered as elephant because it's so powerful. So that needs to be catch with the help of rope. Rope? So then tie that elephant on the object, then karma binding possible. Karma binding means being your elephant with the object, or object. Then of course need introspections. Separate set of mind called shichin, called introspections. Analyze whether your mind or elephant with the object or wandering around. So the introspections need a separate set of mind. So then when you able to keep your elephant with the object, so then that's the beginning of karma binding. That's the beginning of karma binding. Being with object. Being present with object. So that's the beginning of karma binding. That's more than mindfulness. It's more than mindfulness. So the second, then, continuations, how long the mind can be present with the object, how long. So then, you know, there's the first, according to karma binding meditation, there's 9 stages. First one is just be with the object, just be present with the object. So that's the beginning of karma binding. It's more stronger than mindfulness. Okay, mindfulness is not karma binding, but that mindfulness has to be there in order to do karma binding meditations. So then when you talk to people, as I did Vipassana retreat, when you listen to them, it very much sounds like mindfulness meditations. Even it doesn't sound like samadhi. You know, so any wandering mind become distractions for samadhi meditations. So mindfulness, you know, like Yeah, so scanning sensations, watching the feelings, physical feelings, and like moving your hand, you know, like being aware that your right hand has been moved, now lift it up, put it here. These are all training to be mindful. Mindful in tennis, training is not karma binding. Okay, so for the sake of knowledge, needs to be clear. Needs to be clear. In order to do samadhi meditation, you need mindfulness. Without mindfulness, you cannot catch elephant. If you cannot catch elephant, samadhi is out of questions. In order to do samadhi meditation, first you have to learn how to catch the elephant and tie that elephant with the object. In order to catch that, you have to have rope. That's mindfulness. Without that, you cannot catch the elephant. Now see, so that's the part of the karma. It is like as the... it is part of the karma binding meditation, but it's not karma binding meditation. It's not samadhi meditation. Okay? For the sake of knowledge. Oh. Then what is vivasana? Vivasana is something that... Then what is karma binding? Karma binding is being with object. That's the beginning of karma binding. Oh. So then continuation, second step. Then clarities. Then, you know, then this kind, it will come slowly, slowly. So now what is vivasana? Vivasana, something that you see, something extra. Because of your karma binding meditation, you go beyond conventional realities. You see something extra. Oh, so that's called vivasana. Okay? Oh, yeah. So I don't think they are confused. The way they how they structure the meditation program based on vipassana doesn't sound like vipassana. So anyway, so then she needs to talk. She needs to do music. She needs to talk. Then she needs to do music. Tell her then the same thing good to us. They talk to the dulu. Tell her easy she used to. Tell her she needs music to lose. So that probably will be a separate class, maybe. Otherwise, you may think, oh, still six professions. It's been now 2 months, six paramita. So then if I explain this everything here, it will take another 2 months. So then you think, oh, don't ask Gishikere to teach six paramita, it will take 5 months for him to finish. So, someday Chishi, so. So maybe like next time, you know, separate class for on this parameter. Okay. So now, what is the fruit or result of concentration meditations? Peaceful mind, peaceful mind, peaceful mind. Oh, peaceful mind. So in that case, I think it's okay to choose a different object every day, you know, the different object. But when you're thinking to meditate on karma binding, cannot change object. That become distractions, cannot change object. So need to choose object very carefully. Oh. Okay, so then I think just concentrations, you know, just for the sake of peace of mind, probably you can just change in daily basis. So, but peace of mind only happens if you can keep your mind on the object. On the object. Oh, that's okay. Oh, some decision. Then you know your toes. You know your toes means then maybe the... Yeah, so that problem I will explain later, maybe. I already taught this class maybe a few times. Maybe it's time for another one. Oh. Yeah, so this is all now, see how many pages? This is just about six parts, the paramita number five. See? Yeah. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 page for the paramita number 5. So then you can't blame on me. So it takes like 6 months, 5 months, because the paramita number 5 has 11 page. So finish 11 page now. All to finish. So now this probably also need another separate teachings for the number fifth, but roughly explanation of the number six parameter number six is Loi Tol is wisdom, liberates wisdom, liberates. Liberate here, liberate, liberation refers to liberation from samsara. It's not just liberation from this life or next life, it's liberation from samsara. Samsara, desire realm, formless realm, no matter which realm you are in, you are still part of samsara. So free from, like, the stopping the 12 links, how to cease the 12 links. The liberation from that, and how to stop that cycles, how to stop the cycles. So then wisdom, this is very, within the six parameters of wisdom, this is a very particular one. Okay. Wisdom, realizing emptiness, that's what it is. So then, of course, the wisdom, any form of wisdom will liberate from problems. Then wisdom is the result of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation. Therefore, His Holiness always emphasized to study, become 21st century Buddhist, not just Buddhist with the, like, mere faith or belief. If it's just about mere faith or belief, Buddha will not write all these books. Why you write all these books? 100-something books. Then there's 300-something books about commentary by Nalanda Master. So this all no need to write. It is just to believe. So it's not just belief, it's about wisdom. If you look at the chapter number 9, in very beginning of chapter number 9 in Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, which talks about the wisdoms, the last parameter, in the very beginning of chapter, if you look at that root text, everything that Buddha taught is for wisdom. Therefore, if somebody is looking for liberation from sufferings, must develop wisdoms. That's what the very beginning of chapter number 9, the first stanza, I just quoted, that's the first stanza. So, six parameter is now kind of finished. Number five, so as I said, near future, I will teach again about Kamabhati meditations. So then during that time, I will explain, I will go into detail of the parameter numbers five. Okay, so then after that maybe separate program on emptiness. So I will also teach on emptiness. Then during that time, I will explain the parameter number six, okay, into detail. So now I've been carrying this computer last 3, 4, 5 class, never used, so today time to use. So this is now part of the paramita. Different commentaries. Written by one of the Nyingma masters. That master explained the six parameters very detailed, very detailed. It's like very detailed. Maybe this is the wrong one. Sumba yawan 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 order or maybe number. No, there's no seven parameter, there's six parameter. Sometimes you see there's 10 parameter, but there's a little bit different, a little bit different, okay. Now this is seven, six parameter, or approaching to why there's six and why that order. So this is for the sake of knowledge. So then, as I mentioned before, we are hoping that the Wednesday night class will produce more teachers. Now, next time, we need to teach six parameters, so then maybe one of you can help. Oh. So now that order or number based on reason. Okay, first one based on reason. There's reason why there's six, why that order. There's reason, or maybe based on individual. Persons, individual person, based on, for the sake of knowledge, something to pay attention, something to need to pay attention. Okay, tamune dodi jene. So now the first one, according to one of the material Buddha texts, ornament of clear realizations. There's texts both has name ornament. There's two of them. Actually, material Buddha taught five texts, composed five books, but two of them has word ornament. Mundoje, there's ornament of clear realizations, there's another one. So this one, ornament of mind or discourse. Ornament of mind discourse for the sake of knowledge or for the reference. So as I said, you know, this in Tibetan Buddhism, this lineage is very important. Who taught? Make sure that you don't just make things up. So if somebody wants to look, so they look. There's text institution by Maitreya Buddha. So then when they look, so they will find exactly there. So that's, you know, important, okay? So now, here, this Lama quoting the ornament of mind and discourse composed by Maitreya Buddha, Longjie Tang. So, Lipu Zunsovaji. Gaba. First one, the base on reasons, okay? Why there are six parameters, number and like order. First, as a human, what we need wealth. No wealth, I mean, that doesn't mean like a lot of wealth, but you know, you need to eat, you need to take care of yourself, no possession. Possession or wealth or longevity. So then, healthy body. Oh, second, healthy body. Oh, kurzum, then probably need, if you are, need friends. You need friends, no? Friends, company. You need friends and company. So, if you are a teacher, you need students, no? So, without students, there will be no teacher, you know. So, this is the Kofun Soba. Then, entourage, like, no, Kofun Soba, Kofun Soba. As not just, no, excellent company, excellent friend, excellent students, excellent entourage, not just entourage, excellent health, excellent possessions. So it's not about the quantities. Excellent. No. Then the corpus of there's like tambo, niba, sumba. That's number three. Ngonto. So then ngonto. So one thought, there's a one word usually refers to higher state, human state, then celestial realms. Celestial realms, there are concepts that that's usually called, according to Abhidhamma Kosha, that's called God and demigod. So, the demigod is the one who has a lot of problems with the jealousy. So then, in that category, there's many, many different kinds. We don't go into details to that. So the Ngunto means, you know, Ngunto, higher state, human state, celestial realm state, Ngunto. There's two of them, including the one word, from Ngunto. So this six parameter order or number based on reason. Okay, reason. That's number four or number five? Number four. So then always not influenced by disturbing thought. Disturbing thought. Or you could say also delusion too, disturbing thought. Chavannam, chiji malava, chavannam la chiji malava, so, chiji malava, that's number five? Huh? Oh yeah. Chavannam la chiji malava, so then chiji malava, so now, I say, transparent with all the activities, all every, transparent with everything that you do. Transparent, or, so these are the six, based on that, so there's six parameter, order and number. So this, now make sense? It's clear? So now see, wealth is a result of what? Generosity. So now you see, first parameter there. Wealth is the result of generosity. So now you see the first parameter. Practice of generosity. Result or fruit will be wealth. Second one is ethic. Result will be human life. That's the primary cause for human life, is ethic, morality. Second one, similar to high state, no ethic, there will be no high state. So therefore, ethic. Now see, are you now making link here? Okay. So this is composed of Maitreya Buddha. Gishigala didn't make this up, okay. So that's why I need to pay attention. Excellent possession, excellent like life, human life. So just talk about human life because I don't believe there's any sensational being here. But hard to say. So now, excellent company, friend, entourage, students, excellent. So now that is the result of what? Patience. So generally speaking, the patience, like good looking, is the result of patience. Has the good looking. So then, you know, that's probably commonly known. But this is a little bit unique here. No patient, there will be no excellent friendship. There will be no excellent friend. There will be no excellent company. There will be no excellent student. There will be no excellent entourage. Means no patients, nobody wants to be around. No student, entourage, friend, nobody will last long. Let's put it that way. Even though you get something, nobody will last too long. You know, so that's number three. So that's the basic reason. Patience. Buzoja. Ani jimbe longje tim jinde je sebe dan de tsume juje tsume juso tsumba ho ngondo da kubuzubo kubuzubo ngondo da kubuzum tsubo ngondo da ja longje je lu buzubo ni je lozo kubuzubo ngondo da kubuzubo kubuzum ngondo da ja padni mona nirode jodi maro dindu bolo palasi batu gure jimbe loje pozo de turu jingun de milije turu jingun de milije ngun de milije kor de sebe kor andol de sebele pozo başı var da tündü ji çavatsa ba tündü ji çavatsa ba so now was the fourth parameter was word number Tundiji Chavatsan Baja, Tundiji Chavatsan Baja, so then there's him, there may be or so Jimba Tudim Subaja, Tundi Chavatsan Baja, means like I said, a joyful effort like helps to be, if you start something, you need. First of all, you need effort to start something. With no effort, there will be nothing will start. Any project, you have to have effort. Okay. Today, Charles, so effort will help you to start something. Start project, new project, or something, whatever like activity you do that helps. Oh, Charles, okay. Today, Charles, okay. So. I remember in the, I don't remember which chapter in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, but Shantideva mentioned, Tamu Jowatan in it, some mism, Tamu Jowatan. In the initial stage, you analyze, you thoroughly investigate whether that's good to start or not good to start. You don't just start. You know, you have to, how you say, here you say, research. So pretty good here, you do research, that's good things. You do research, then based on that, then you decide. So that's what Shantideva said. Tamu juvatanini, sammam, mizumayana says, you make decisions whether you should start or not start based on your research. You make decisions based on your research. So that means, should not do something without research, so that's not being wise. Tamu juvata ni ni samma mizam yana mizam ba ni cho ni jitam ni dogo mizam. Better not to start, Shantideva said, better not to start. Once you start, don't give up. If you are not 100% sure, better not to start. Once you start, then should not give up. So that, you know, helps, sometimes, you know, remembering that quotation from Shantideva. Sometimes you just do something out of excitement without any research, so that's not good. So that's not here, so I just brought it up. So then, Jimba Chudu Shubha, should do something now, concentrations. Sandeji Nyumubha Nyumbhaji. So concentration will help protect you to not as the not get under the control of disturbing thought. You see here, disturbing thought. That's the result of that's why concentration there. You know, so yeah, you can born as a human, but you always like under the influence of negative mind. So then, life is not worth to live. You know, so okay. So there's a concentrations. So then, wisdom helps you to, wisdom display the 아이즈 자라 담들라 you are very as you are very clear about what you do. It's not like you are ignorance about what you do. If you do something that you are ignorant, then probably more likely it's not going to be success, right? So it will help you to, the wisdom will help you to be, how is it, be very clear about any activity that you do. It's not like, oh, very like fuzzy, not know what to, like, oh, no, so eating looks like something that looks like sugar, and without, no, sure that you put your looks like sugar, then you think that you are going to make sweet tea, then you put a bunch of them there, so the tea turns very salty, turns out as a salt. So that kind of mistake, that's ignorance. Oh, so we'll prevent from that kind of mistake. Oh, so these are the six parameters, order and number based on reason. Okay, based on reason. Oh, make sense? Yeah.
On joyful effort, I didn't.
Will help you to start. Start.
Will help.
Help you to start. Is your practice or some kind of project or maybe anything that helps you to start.
Oh, start. All right.
Joyful effort. Start. Huh? Well, I don't think the human. There's human that doesn't do any activities. Human always do activities. Yeah, so if you don't want to do any activities and just want to be born as a human, well, yeah, so that's like doing things. So like every human does something, you know, right? We do, every day we do something. The chawa doesn't have to be project, like building house, doesn't have to be that. Activities, any activities, you know. So could be like practice, daily practice. No joyful effort, you will not start. No effort, you will not start. In order to start, you need effort. If you have some joy in the effort, that will help you to start. Make sense? Huh? Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to clarify on the joyful effort. The result of joyful effort is a higher state or a human state?
Result is like, result here is like to start activities.
Thank you.
Okay, so so then it will be confused here, like, look at the root checks, you know, root long jeta, lifus over the, kofus over the, so. Probably I should not explain simply just I know how to explain that root text. Probably Lama is commenting on that, so maybe I should follow the commentary than just not reading the commentary, just commenting on the root text. So that's my mistake. Okay, so now commentary Lama, so here. Oh, so maybe one more review. So Rangji turned over Chudu Gulas. So now, let me read commentary one more time, because I did explain that order and number based on the root text. Probably there's some kind of mistake. So now, let me read commentary. Please pay more attention that there will be no mistake. Okay, so commentary. What Lama says, wrong. You, wrong. She, other. For your own sake, for sake of others. Oh, you need six things. You need six things. Six things. For your own sake, for others' sake. Tedrubala, six things. In order to accomplish those six things, and there needs to be six parameter. Okay, six parameter. It's clear? Six parameter. Now I'm reading the commentary. Because same like you, I'm reading this text first time, but I did read it at home a number of times. But that's the first time I saw this text. So, So now, sake of your own well-being, sake of well-being others, you need six things, Lama said. In order to accomplish those six things, you need to think of six parameters. That's why there's six parameters that practice helps to accomplish those six things. So, for the truth of the day, Jimbe, Longjia Fusu Sofa Tenju, Jimbe is a generosity, practice of generosity, produce wealth. Okay? You need wealth. Right? That's, we don't need, I don't think we need discussions. Do we need discussions about, no, that's very clear. Wealth. Longjia Fusu Sofa, not just wealth. Excellent means you know, you could have wealth and all of a sudden somebody steal. But wealth free from problems, you know, like most of the problems. But that's more generosity. Oh, Jimbe Longjia Fusu Sofa, teach you Chudimji, Muntulius. Ethic, result will be high state human, celestial realms. Lower state, like such as like animals, has very little chance to even just learn one word. Probably takes months and months just to learn one word. So that's why it doesn't mean no chance, but there's very little chance. You know. That's why celestial realm, higher state is better. In order to achieve that, ethics, need ethics. That's the primary cause. Oh, it's clear? Oh, yeah. Need to move. Severe cause. Now, patience. Company, friendship, excellent, entourage, students, all of that. Generally speaking, result of patience, generally speaking, as a good-looking body, generally speaking, right? So here, particularly, severe korje. Korje. It's clear now? Commentary on korje. Dolarana severe lupus of Juba Sheba Yuje. That's why Lama also mentioned some other sutras. Result of practicing patient will has a good-looking body. So it's been said. Lama also mentioned clear here. So this is Charles. Now, joyful effort. Okay, so now no more confusion. Reading the commentaries, joyful effort help you to start. Could be anything, or riding, or anything. Start. It's clear. Oh yeah. So now concentrations, something in nyumbas. Concentration will help you to prevent. It will prevent you as a overpowered by disturbing thought. Okay? Clear? So now the last one, share of the chawa tamjala mamum. So wisdom will help you to clear all the ignorance about any activity that you start, any activity you do. So these are the order and number based on reason. Okay? It's clear? Oh yeah, so now we need to move on. Rashiji turned over to Buddha Madhubha Mevi Hava Mingus. In order to accomplish your own well-being, in order to obtain the well-being of others, you need only these six things. No more, no less. That's not enough. I don't know, shouldn't say enough, but that's this number you need, you don't need more or less. You need six. So now, think about. If you need more, so the six profession practice. That's all you need, based on six needs. No, six different types of need. Okay. If like, out of six, one is lacking, there's problems. One is lacking, then there will be problems. So either wealth, no time to practice, do anything, because you have oh, no, this is light, no, this body, so then you look on anymore what they can do. Oh, you don't need more, you don't need less. If you there's less than six, then there's a problem. So therefore, this number is right, right number, based on reason. Six parameter, that's right number. Make sense? 대단 삼베 퇴민주베 퇴민주베 민요 타케 소사 is not too much, is not too little, is just perfect. Six perfection, just perfection. Six. 어 나 니바 강사를 때 니니 중에 버리지 요 강사를 니니 중 now based on individual person. Now this first is like order and number based on reason. So now the second one is based on individual. How you divide six professions based on individual people. 이거 간단한 니즈는 뭐지? 이제 침뱉은 돈 침받았어요, 반이지. For lay person, for the lay person, generosity and patience are needed. For the lay person, generosity and patience are most needed. Most needed. Doesn't mean others are not needed, but that's the most needed. Rabdu Chua, Sangha member, these are all for the sake of knowledge. Sangha member, then ethics and concentrations. I think it's hard to concentrate if there's few kids running around. If your family's member running around, it's hard to concentrate. You have experience. Sangha member doesn't, unless you keep many animals above there, otherwise, you know, there's nothing run around so by yourself. So that's easy to concentrate. So out of six professions, ethics, concentrations is mainly regarded to Sangha member. So then commonly between both Sangha and lay, nigala tumodo sundeshara, nigala tumodo, so then commonly designated professions are joyful effort and wisdom. Both lay and sangha both needed. Tedaki teba chimo so then there's like six profession order of six profession and number based on individually based on individual level. Tedaki teba chimbo longji yuji so chang dram mawe chimbo longji. So then Lama said, lay person has wealth. Lay person has wealth. Of course, they have jobs, or you know, they same in life, or then do some kind of business, or maybe grow something else. Whether you are nomad or farmer, so you know here there's no nomad, no farmer. Everybody, you know, so chimba longji yuji so. So lay person has wealth. Dhamma yuji. So therefore there will be a lot of obstacles towards the wealth. Now you have wealth, so there's a lot of obstacles. There might be obstacles, not say guarantee there's obstacles, you know, so like need to protect. Da usually means enemy. Da usually means enemy. Yeah, people like out of jealousy, or maybe people try to steal, or manipulate, or try to get your wealth. So best thing you can do to protect, be generous. Be generous, or will be less enemy. Be generous, and then be patient. Patient. So even though there's no. So therefore, the lay person most needed out of six professions is generosity and patience. Rabdo chungwa waje chungwa. Then Sangha member usually don't have wealth. Therefore, there's less enemy. Less enemy. Not necessarily enemies towards you, but, you know, wealth. Towards wealth, you know, that means like, or there might be thief, you know, if you have nothing to lose, even though thief come, there's nothing to lose. You don't have any wealth. Even though thief show up, there's nothing to lose. You know, so like Milarepa. But Milarepa was not monk, but he's lay person. But you know, like even the lay, some lay people, they live very simple life. One night, the thief came to Milarepa caves, and Milarepa realized or heard the sound that hands looking for something like this, opening something. And Milarepa said, "What are you looking? This thief, what are you looking?" Milarepa said, "I could not find anything during the daytime. Probably you are not going to find anything at night. That means here there's nothing to find." It does not mean, oh, Sangha member should not be generous. It doesn't mean like that. Sangha member, of course, you know, should be generous and should also practice patience. But these are not the main concern. This is not the main concern for the Sangha members. Things that, you know, related to your family, your kids, you know, your grandkids, and, you know, people that they don't like, and they say something, it bothers you. There are so many things that could occur based on your children and children, you know. If you have no children, so there's so many things that are related to the children. You don't have all of that, you know, grandchildren, things like that. So that's why, like, paying the mother, the way mother sacrifices, you know, you can't pay, you cannot pay in this life. So that's, then helping parents, so then how much merit you create. According to Vinayaka Sutra, Buddha mentions, even though you manage to offering something to the real enlightened beings, you create so much merit, but the same amount of merit you create if you help your parents, particularly mother, and also then also sick people, you create the same amount of merit. Doesn't matter who did, you know, it doesn't have to be Buddhist, everybody who does that is create the same amount of merit. So ethics and concentrations relatively for Sangha members is easier than lay people. You know? Relatively easier. So therefore the Sangha member should have the these two ethics and concentrations very suitable practice for Sangha member, you know. It's relatively easier. So the Yamapanchi Umbanibishis, Yamapanibishis, no? So, when you become a Sangha, you don't hang out. You're not supposed to hang out, but no. That's all probably based on the definition of hang out. So they are kind of, generally speaking, like kind of like free from distractions. Probably live themselves, you know, so there's physically they are kind of like live by themselves, so that's easier. Ethics and the concentrations is easier for them, that's why, you know. The lay person, you know, Lama says, even though lay person, even though they, you know, sometimes they occasionally they take vows, but you know, there's more risk to break them. Even though that vow only lasts 24 hours, but still there's a lot of risk. It may get broke, yeah. So those are your mouth, you know. Even though somebody say, okay, from now on I'm not going to kill, but their commitment, there will be a lot of risk to break that commitment. There's a lot of risk, you know. So more activities. It's very clearly understandable, but there's more activities, you know. So family to raise, family to think about, you know. Therefore, ethic and the concentration is mainly kind of designated to Sangha member. Then generosity and patience mainly designated to lay people. So then 오래 도는 삼대야 삼대 침지 자와 당시 부지림조 임베 세면 조카시스 then it also the concentration even concentrations for lay people is a little bit challenge because there's so much happening you know especially in the west and there's so many things happening you know the kid has many programs after one after another you know so there's most of the time parents they're just running around with it, for the bring it here bring it there you know there's anyway there's so many things happening sometimes chimji chawada puzerimro you know they're taking care of them clothing them they're educating them helping them with homework and also they're doing this there's so much time yeah so when I look at my sister so the two boys there's a lot of work so then I think I don't think you can concentrate while running here and there you need to sit down you know concentrate or mindfulness or you could probably do that you know while you're running around mindfulness but concentrations require you know sitting or something that chimji chawada or something that chimji chawada jokers it's not saying it's impossible please don't misunderstand it's not saying impossible it's going to be whole lot of challenge it's going to be a big challenge oh. For Sangha members relatively easier Chunju da sherab ni gyawal towa da se chuji tesheba niga la gyobichil nige bego then joyful effort and the wisdom that both needs to be you know, designated equally for both of lay and Sangha doing something with joy positive not anything doing something positive with joy. Oh. Mm. So then, of course, Sherab Gyawar, Sherab, then also need wisdom in order to overcome from difficulties, need wisdom. Chuji Tejiwa Nigam Gavishis, Chuji Tejiwa Nigam Gavishis, then also lay person also need to understand Dharma too. So that's why need wisdom. Oh. It's not like making difference, it's not saying one is better than another one, it's like challenge, how much challenge Sangha face, how much challenge is a lay face, based on that, and then you know, it's relatively easier this Sangha than lay, than like that, okay? Panyiva kuringyabhaja, niva kuringyabhaja. So these are now six paramita, number based on reason and based on individually, okay? These are for the sake of knowledge. So now the order, why order like this? Why not wisdom and patience all mix up? Wisdom, I like the wisdom to be first, or then maybe ethic last, or that's why not order? So that for the sake of knowledge, as I said, next time. Or somebody needs to learn about six parameter from this class. We need to help, okay? Ngamala de chimaches. Menda chodo nechitas. Ngamala de chimate. So there's order based on causalities. Ngamala de chimaches. This is stanza. So I should be more careful commenting on the root text before I read commentary. So ngamala de chima de, that looks sounds like causality. Menda chodo nechi das. Menda chodo, that's like order, the second one, order based on superiority. Superiority? Superiority. 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 Oh, yeah. Sounds perfect. This is certainly. So then, order based on hard and easy. Hard and easy. Hard to understand, easy to understand, based on that. Theta rimba temba is. So that's order is based on that. Six parameter order based on that, okay? Shiyosumbe korimla sumleje. Tambu ngama atini chimache warje. Longje la. Midana, Longjula, Midana, Chujula, Mijusa, then you call them, This is interesting. Now the order of causalities. Longju la midana tsuri la mijus. What do you think about this now? This is like longju la midana tsuri mijus, tsuri la mijus. Practicing ethics is based on wealth. No wealth, no practice of ethics. What do you say? What do you say? No wealth, no practice of ethics. Huh? Yeah, so that so that now the six parameter order is based on causalities. So if you don't practice generosity, there will be no wealth. If there's no wealth, say you be born as a human, but there's no wealth, and then probably more likely no ethics, no practice of ethics. So now think about, when we say ethics, there's three ethics, right? We just study three ethics. Remember? We are studying six parameters. Brown bear catching mice. Brown bear catching mice. So there's God.
The ethics of abandoning misdeeds, the ethics of gathering.
So think about that. Okay, three types of ethics. Now then it will make sense. No wealth, no practice of ethics. There's causality. So therefore, generosity first, ethics second. Okay, causality. No, didn't it? That domba usually means vow. So I don't think this is just vow, but it say vow, but maybe it probably include any kind of commitment. If you have vow, more likely you will practice patience. More likely you will practice patience. Sake of your own commitments, voluntary commitments, not forced by somebody. Voluntary. Vow means voluntarily you take. Nobody forces you to take. You take it voluntarily. So that if you have vows, then more likely you practice patience. In order to protect your vows, you practice patience. So, number dana shenji neva suje. Number dana shenji neva suje. Neva suje. Tsudun minju cheta. Tsudun mena. I think if there's, in order to practice patience, there has to be some form of ethics. Without some form of ethics, people probably, it's hard to practice patience. Or there's, why patience? Why practice patience? There's no, you don't see any reason. There has to have some form of ethics. Ethics that needs to be involved in order to practice patience. Or maybe I shouldn't disturb my peace of mind, therefore I shouldn't get angry. That's kind of ethics. Okay? So no ethics, there will be no patience. Huh? Make sense? So what to do? So if you have, then, so now you are looking at the sixth order of six professions. Okay? So if you have patience, more likely you will do things happily, do things something positive happily if you are patient. If you are not patient, you will do nothing. Well, it requires patience, right? In order to do anything, it requires patience. Oh. So what the two juice? If you have patience, more likely then that will be as a joyful effort. If you have joyful effort, you will achieve concentration. Concentrations, make sense? Yeah, concentrations are no effort. So then waiting, somebody will give you concentration, but that's not going to happen. You need to put some effort, okay? Sen nyambar shana, chuchu te chidawa shes. As I said, if your mind is steady, firm as a mountain, so then you will, whatever you will learn, because your focus is so strong, you will learn. It's, even it's dharma or mundane things, you will learn, because you have very strong focus. No focus, then so many mistakes occur. Same nyambar shana, that's wisdom. That's the sixth perfection order based on causality. Make sense? Maybe, you know, when I'm aware, so if you can have some discussion, then make it more clear. So here, we don't have a debate class. So reason the monks, they remember, because they have been debate on those six parameter problems, they, like, hundreds of hours they spend debate, seeing this problem, they have said this more than a million times, back and forth, back and forth. So that's why, you know, monastery, you debate, and you say, oh, what are the six professions? Then you have to say, oh, this and this and this and this. So then maybe one day, you may end up sitting, somebody will ask you, what are the six professions? Then you need able to say. So maybe you say, oh, maybe it's not a big deal, 101. So I'm, yeah, not 101, one day, there will be 50 or 100 people watching. Then you are sitting in the middle, somebody stand up, then ask, what are the six professions? If you don't remember, so that kind of clearly shows that you are not studying at the monastery. Okay, these are the now order of the causalities. Okay, so now, let's go. Oh, time is over. So this is, I think, for the sake of knowledge, this is important to know. So maybe, let's say, one more class. So maybe one more class will never end. One more class. So then after that, I want to explain these four practices to attract others. Goal is to then help. You know, help. First, so then how to do that? There's four practices I want to explain. Then that will close the teaching of six professions, you know, with, together with the four practices. Oh, maybe one more class, okay? I don't mind you stay here a long time, but you have to go to work tomorrow, so I have nothing to do.
Turn to page 191. And we cite the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green litter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara Siftaroic, eyes like lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Fearers, to your own lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with five praises splendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reach every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Vamamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhava's Yakshas. Homage with their tre and pe sound, destroying cosmetic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dread Ravamara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with Bijou Mudra. Light when mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting garlands of Murpha, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor most shining. Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Homage with wreath ablaze like eon deadening fire abide. Hashif left and joys around, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, if his bridge is peaceful, she who feels his peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to Revit's letter. Of the shape of syllable, whom Bhakta's champion faces three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the headmatch moon of Devalek form, with spice spoken Tara MP, totally dispelling poise. Hamashi, whom gods in there, then the Kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels and dreams in conflicts. Hamashi, whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Hamish, full of liberating, fired by the set of free natures, Trisosos, spirit Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the rule mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Turn to page 190. The prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. I'm going to turn to page 263, and we'll read the final Lamrim dedication. 263. From my two collections, vast of space, that I've amassed and working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom, eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach his state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives. Manjushri, may I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings, for the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time, with my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread. Have declined. May I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. May the path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. And now I'll turn to 244 and 245, the short long life prayers. Kanira we kore shinkam, pendan dewa malu shungwene,
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Good night. Thank you. Good night.